This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
Good morning, Savannah and the Low Country. That's right, the Low Country, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. You're listening to the Coach and Makos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, okay? But it's really the Coach and Makos. You know, I started the Carl DeMasi Report a long time ago, but now I got my new cohort in crime. There's really three of us. It's the Coach, it's the Makos, and it's the Kel. So we'll have the Kel on later on, Markel Blunt. He's our go-to guy. He's the behind-the-scenes man. And once again, I'm glad you could join me. It's right here on ESPN.
Oh, ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton. Carl's coughing. He's getting all choked up because he's excited about today's show.
I got to slow down. The coach has got to slow down, okay?
Yes, slow down. We're excited. So, we are excited because...
And it's presented by, we got to get our sponsor in there.
Chatham Orthopedics Associates.
Orthopedic
Associates.
And that's where we're going to be next week. Calvary
Day
School will be on a live remote. The Chatham Orthopedic Associates First Coaches Seminar will be out there. Calvary Day School, stop by, say hey. Maybe we find some little swag we can give them if they come by and say hi.
Yeah, let's do it. Is it inside or outside? Where is it at?
I don't care where I am. It's a live remote. It's a lot of fun. It's at Calvary Day School, so I don't know if we'll be out on the football field. I don't know if we'll be in the gym. We'll be somewhere out there.
All right, yeah. We'll let you know on our social media pages, on the Twitter, the Facebook, Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
The Instagram.
ESPN Makos.
I don't know how to do Snapchat yet.
Oh, we were trying Snapchat. It's just there's so much, Carl. There's so much in social media. I can't even deal with it.
Well, first of all, first week at Islands High School. How'd you like it?
Oh, my gosh. I'm a shark.
She's a shark. We're both teachers. Our real jobs, this is just make-believe. We like playing this every weekend. And our real jobs are teachers. Melissa teaches. She's an inclusion teacher with the English department. I'm a health physical education teacher trying to get into shape. I know she wants me to get there to spin classes and to kill me like she kills Markel Blunt. But I'll try and get there sooner or later. But, yeah, first week went great. Love seeing the kids. My 32nd year.
Wow.
You know what? People saying 32nd. Shouldn't you retire? I get up in the morning. I don't mind going like I tell you every week. I enjoy it. I like doing it. And it's fun. And like I tell my wife, if you're listening, D, I'm never going to leave high school.
Yeah. It was amazing. It's so different from my prior experiences in private school and at Beach High School. And I don't mean different in a bad way. It's a new experience for me because it's like starting all over.
Seven years in the same place. You better believe it's starting over.
And, you know, even though I spent 2 years at Memorial Day School and I still feel like the Thunder, the Blue Thunder are...
Oh, believe me, she's still part of the Matador family over there.
And at Beach High School, and, you know, I didn't leave Beach High School in a bad way. Like, I left Beach to...
Be closer to home.
To be closer to home, and it was, you know, personal reasons and stuff like that. I love Beach High School.
I know. I'm telling you, when I see kids from Beach High School who've graduated who are still there, and I tell them about Melissa Makos... And I'm not making this up. It's a smile from ear to ear. Oh, Miss Makos.
Yeah,
she's. I don't know the swag or the turns, but you're lit from what I know from those kids.
I'm lit, probably because I got crunk all the time in the hallway singing. But new experience for me. Just I went back to my position as an inclusion teacher from the general ed classroom setting, and I'm loving it. You know, you've got great people over at Islands High School, amazing educators. And, you know, I thought, you know, it's good for me to have a new experience as well. And sometimes you just need that new experience and, you know, new situation. Yes, I'm definitely closer to home, but Beach High School will always have a special place in my heart. And I still will support the Bulldogs and everything they do. My people,
except when they play the Sharks now.
sorry, Bulldogs, but... love ya, but I'm a shark now.
I mean, and maybe that's been my longevity in teaching because I change schools every 5-6 years, but I'm not leaving Island High School. This is the last place. I mean, I started in New York. The school I graduated, I got to say it, East Rockaway Junior Senior High School, the Rocks. And then I've came down here, Jenkins, Savannah Arts Academy. I mean, Groves, Effingham County High School, St. Andrews. And it's because of jobs. It's not because I got fired.
Mm-mm.
It's just different jobs. Athletic director, head football coach, head basketball coach. And it's kept me fresh. But, you know, Islands is where I'm hopefully going to finish my career. I got another 8 years to go at least. So I'm excited about it. It's been fine. I know a little earlier than usual starting school.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, for me, Carl, it's, you know, I just want to make it real clear because it's people start, you know, people talk and everything like that. And for me, it's just I need to take a different step in my career, as you did too. Like you talked about,
right,
you know, getting a coaching position here, getting for me at Islands High School. I mean, I'm super excited about the position that I'm in right now, and it's really, really exciting for me to advance my career. And you know, that's what you got to do. And Beach High School is a great place where, you know, unfortunately, if you're really good at Beach High School, then you get promoted. And I know some of the teachers that have been there, they're still at Beach, but they've been promoted in positions, and then they're great over there. And I love them. And, you know, it's Savannah Chatham County. We're all one big family, right?
You got it.
Mission and vision, all the same.
We're back in the saddle again in education, and we're back in the saddle again on a Saturday morning right here in the Savannah Mall ESPN studio. Come on by, say hi. You know, you see the big dummy me and the good looking mannequin right to the right of me. So wave, come on in, say hi. We'll talk to you, and then we'll let our bodyguard, our producer in the back there, Mr. Markel Blunt, make sure he checks you out first before you come in. But anyway, got a great lineup. Like I say every week, we're going to start off right here, introduce the show, local scores, news, and then we're going to get to fitness first with the Makos and YMCA Islands Group fitness instructor, Melanie Edwards.
Oh, man. Let me tell you, wait till you hear from her. You want to talk about motivation?
It's going to be pre-recorded because right now she's teaching something at the Y. Spin class, spin class. I don't know what that meant, but...
She teaches spin at 8:30, so she's in the middle of her class right now. And she also teaches a class called Ripped. And if you look at her pictures,
she's ripped.
She's ripped. And she said it was okay to tell her age. So I will tell you her age when we come back to the interview. But wait till you hear how young she is.
All right. And then we're gonna go to the coach with the Kel and Mel on sports. We got a lot of topics to talk about. Locally, football season, cross country, softball all starting. Kids getting scholarships to the ACC, big time schools. We're going to talk about that. Then we'll turn to, that's when the coach and Makos take us to game number two. Is like I say, we play two games from 10 to 11 is the second game. We'll come back in the second quarter with the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Islands High School. He just committed to Florida State. I know it broke your heart because Boston College did offer to him. And that's Kalen Deloach. Over 50 schools offered this kid.
Well, and I want our listeners to understand that just because we teach at Islands High School, it doesn't mean that we're completely objective. Give us a call. Let us know if you want to nominate somebody. These student athletes are nominated, and we go with it in that way. And regardless of where you go to school, this kid deserves this recognition. He deserves this plaque, and he'll probably get it again during the football season because he is absolutely a beast. He's savage, and comes from a family of athletics and academics, and you know, seeing his sister there, Taylor Deloach, I was like, oh my gosh, she might play a sport, right? with those legs running.
She's
track,
on
right?
a full scholarship at Ohio State, as a track athlete. Mm-hmm. So
well deserved.
Ohio State, but we're not going to get into that with her. All right, then the third quarter in the second hour, second game, we'll talk to the coordinator of Catch 22 Entertainment Group Battleground Football All Star Game. It's a youth football All Star Game coming here to Savannah in December. Can't wait, and you know. It's just going to be great. So, and then we'll close out the show with Three Out the Door. That's where the Kel and Mel and myself break down 3 points going out the door, finishing the show. Okay, we got to go to the scoreboard really quick. We got to do this in a minute and a half. Baseball last night, Braves won 2-1 over the Mets. That's their fifth straight win. They're still a half a game behind the Phillies.
I made Markel watch it a little bit, so he wasn't really paying attention. But yeah, you know, again, long season. How you play 182 games, and so
162 games.
Okay. Oh, I'm thinking 182 days as a teacher. Right?
As a teacher, yes.
Something like that. Okay. Anyway, yeah.
You just started teaching.
that's right. Ozzie Albies, you know, were good. He hit a tie-breaking double off of DeGrom. Annabelle Sanchez pitched 6 innings, and the Braves beat the Mets 2-1 Friday night, and they're back at it today at Citi Field, not the STP Citi Field, which is the home of the Metropolitans.
At 7:10, and you could listen right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. We're your flagship station for Braves baseball. Okay, I'm going to go through this quick. Savannah Bananas won last night. They're 36-13 on the year. They've won their 100th game in the organization. Playoffs start tomorrow. They got one more game tonight. I don't know if it's going to be the 55th straight sellout, the 56th, but they play tonight against the Florence Red Wolves in historic Grayson Stadium. And the playoffs start tomorrow. All right, pro golf, local golfers. Brian Harman is at the World Golf Championship in Bridgestone Invitational. He's tied for 37th at 1-under, but he's still 10 strokes off the lead. You can take the senior golfer here.
Yeah, PGA champion Gene Sowers. He was off last week. weekend. This week he's at the 3M Championship. He's tied for 47, even par 8 strokes back. He's still ranked 11th in the Charles Schwab Cup. I think he's jumped down one, was 10th last week. 6 out of 10 top 10 finishes. Latino Tour, that's our boy Mark Silvers, 48th. Tim O'Neill, our other boy, 64th in merit, but they're but are in the running for the title of the Georgia Open at the Ford Plantation there in Richmond Hill.
But the rain's been killing this this golf tournament. I mean, Tim O'Neill is currently in second place at 10 under. Mark Silvers is tied for 6th at 5 under. But because of the weather delays Thursday and Friday, I think they're still in round 2. They should be starting round 3 today, but we'll find out later on. Local colleges?
Big day on the gridiron, Carl. Can't wait for this. Football practice started August 1st for the Tigers, Savannah State Tigers. They're picked to finish 8th in the MEAC. Their first game will be the 30th of August at UAB. And
University of Alabama, Birmingham.
And I know today's G-Day.
Right.
Yeah, the
We'll get that in a couple of seconds. Cycling.
Oh, yeah.
Her name is Abby Youngworth. She took the gold in the 17-18 Junior National Cycling Tournament that went on this week, which happened to be the 2018 U.S. Cycling Amateur Road National. She took the gold medal. She rides the bike for SCAD Cycling. We know SCAD has fishing, cycling, you name it, soccer, lacrosse, no major sports, but we got to send a big shout-out to SCAD and Abby's Youngworth for bringing home the gold medal.
Yeah, she's the fastest woman in the country in her age group in this event. Pretty impressive.
30 minutes and 31 seconds. I wonder how long the course was, but I don't think I can keep up with her. Football excitement. Pro football's here. 33 days to the first game. The Falcons' first preseason game will be up in Jersey, my girl's home state.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Against the New York, you want to call them the Jets. I don't know what I want to call them. But at 7:30 in the first official game, will be in Philadelphia against the Super Bowl champions, the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a Thursday night game on September 6th.
The Eagles still have a team?
Yes, they're still there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's go.
I was kind of hoping they were gone.
No.
College football, 21 days. They started practice on the 30th of July. First game's August 24th, but most are going to start September 1st. UGA, the University of Georgia Football Fan Day, which is presented by United Healthcare, today, August 4th, Sanford Stadium.
90,000 people there.
Yeah,
no doubt in my
mind. It's crazy. Georgia Tech Camp started yesterday, which was August 3rd. Georgia Southern Meet the Eagle Fan Fest. That was sponsored by the Core Credit Union, held that's going to be next weekend, next Saturday, the 11th.
Okay, high school football, 13 days to the first game. Okay, and ESPN Savannah's high school football game of the week, fueled by M-Market, starts August 17th. Jenkins at New Hampstead Pool Stadium. Pre-game show starts at 6 o'clock. It'll be yours truly, the coach, on the color. Kevin Thomas does the play-by-play, and our man PJ Zucco, he comes in and out. He's our sideline reporter, our pre-game host, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, football started for the Sharks at midnight the other night.
Right.
That was pretty crazy.
Pretty awesome, I mean.
Yeah, pretty awesome. And then we've got some high school football players that are getting some recognition. Calvary Day School becomes the second Cavalier to commit to an ACC team.
That's out his name.
Yeah, Daquan Dowse.
You
Daquan
got it.
Dowse, yes. He's been highly recruited.
Look at the grade point average, sister.
Oh,
he's going to Georgia Tech.
3.9.
So a kid.
Whatever. What happened to the other tenth of a point?
Right.
Come on, Daquan. Come on. Let's get it.
And his teammate, Shahid Stevens, has committed to Duke.
Okay.
Not too bad, shabby schools in the ACC. Okay.
No,
very highly academic schools. Okay. High school football player, we told you. Recruited by over 50 schools, Kalen DeLoach.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to watch him play full-time this year as a teacher over at Islands. FSU picked the Seminoles. I was glad he did.
Auburn and Michigan.
Michigan, yeah, those were his top three.
Our colleague Jason Krieger, who comes from Michigan, was crying.
Yeah, so he had his Michigan hat ready to go, but DeLoach was in the Seminole gear, Seminole colors. 50 scholarship offers, Carl, from some of the top college football programs in the country.
Alabama.
Yeah.
But really what hurts me is Georgia didn't offer him.
Well, on
a good one.
Maybe they didn't need that position.
So, all right, and then community events. Next Saturday, we will be there. Chatham Orthopedic Associates will have their first annual coaches seminar. It starts at 8:30, goes until 12, free breakfast, snacks, and gifts to all coaches attending. Now, it's all coaches, no kids, no youth, no players. They want coaches, just coaches, youth coaches, middle school coaches, high school coaches. Please come out there. You're going to take a look. The topics are unbelievable. They're going to be brought to you by physicians, physical therapists, sports medicine trainers, conditioning, proper warm-up, orthopedic injury prevention education, concussion prevention, detection and treatment, heat illness symptoms, and treatment for the coaches. All coaches are invited from the youth, middle school, and high school. So call 912-355 1506 to reserve your spot. And I know we're excited about this one. Yeah. We will be live here, too.
Yeah, the Tunnel to Towers.
You'll be running, and then you come in and join me like you do every year, sweaty and with your red bandana on.
Well, what's so cool is that, you know, I used to work for WTOC, but I would run this event every year, and Carl would bring me on to talk about the event, talk about Wells Crowther, who played lacrosse at Boston College, lost his life in the towers when they fell down, and now
Steven Silla did the same thing.
And now here I am, full-time with you, Carl. But September 8th, Markel and I are already signed up, so we're ready to go, and we're going to be live from Orleans Square. Just go to tunneltotowers.org to sign up, or let one of us know, and we'll get you squared away. But it's a great event, and
I got to thank the lady that loves having us there, Jane Grismer.
Yes, love her.
All right, well, we went a little over because I know we talked about the first day of school.
That's so, all
right. But anyway, we got a great, great segment coming up, Fitness with the Makos and
Melanie Edwards.
So stay tuned. You're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hill Net, 104.3 FM, 92.7 FM in Hilton Head Island and AM 1400.
Now, back to the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And today's show is right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hillhead, and it's the Coach and Makos presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates, because life is moving.
Life is moving, Chatham Orthopedic Associates, and it is time for Fitness First with the Makos, as Carl likes to call me, as the coach likes to call me. But this segment is all about, you know, a happy, healthy lifestyle. And it doesn't matter who you are, what you are, where you are in your fitness routine, in your lifestyle. Anybody, this segment is about inspiring people.
And like I've said before, it's not just all about sports. Fitness is sports. Believe it or not, we have CrossFit now where they have competitions, but it's really people pulling for each other. I mean, so fitness is a big part of life, and I figured, why not? I got a fitness fanatic here. She's got somebody that she tags along with now that she's trying to make another fitness fanatic, but he's starting to look a little slim, mean, and, you know, he's working at it, but that's what life's all about. Let's talk about the other things that are related to sports or athletics or that sort of industry, and, you know, why not? Fitness First with Makos. I thought it was a lot of fun, and you've come up with some great guests, and we got another great guest right now.
Yeah, so Melanie Edwards, she is an instructor. I met her years ago at the Islands YMCA, and when I tell you she is svelte, that is being a little bit modest, for lack of better words, but she's amazing, and she's, she's 50.
No way.
Yeah.
No way. If you go to the Facebook page, go to her Facebook page. I'm not telling you to do that, but if you do that, Melanie does not look 50 years old.
If she's not 50, then she's 49.
Well, okay.
And
well,
she'll talk about her age, but
I'll tell you right now, she still looks like she's 25.
She does. She does. Absolutely. And so listening to her is just inspiring. And once we're done with the interview, Carl, you're going to want to go right to the gym, I'm telling you.
So this is pre-recorded because Melanie now is at the Islands YMCA teaching a spin class. So, of course, the Makos got it recorded, and it's a great interview. Let's hear it.
First of all, Melanie, thank you so much for joining us on the Coach and Makos this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in fitness.
Well, thank you so much for asking me. I'm so excited. I'm like sitting here nervous just because of my, I'm excited. But, okay, so I don't know if I should tell you my age or not, but I'm definitely well into my 40s. And I started when I was 20 years old, and I was going to college, and somebody asked me to take, I had always been involved in fitness, but nothing like, you know, other than sports in high school. So I didn't really have any direction, you know, after that. I was definitely, I wanted to stay healthy and do something, but I didn't really have a direction. And I had a friend that said, come with me to my aerobics class. And it was actually on Fort Stewart, and it was just a freestyle aerobics class in this gymnasium with probably like 50 people.
Wow.
And great music, and I loved it. And I mean, I'm not kidding you. From that day forward, I was hooked, and I got involved in classes and started teaching right away. Got my certification within 6 months. I started teaching, and it was just something that I fell in love with. It made me feel good. I enjoyed it. You know, I don't want to say being completely an inspiration, but you want to feel like you are some kind of inspiration for people. It makes you feel good when people come to you and say, wow, you know, that was a great hour out of my life that I just spent with you doing something different, doing something good for me, you know?
Yeah, and I can speak from personal experience because I've taken your classes at the YMCA, and I know you do boot camps and stuff like that, and we'll get into that in just a second, how people can hook up with one of your classes. And yes, you are a beast, you are savage, and you have quite the following of fitness enthusiasts, and it's really impressive, and your workouts are extremely strenuous and hard, but not everybody can do them, because you and I did a story a while back when I was working for WTOC, the Hugest Loser, and it was awesome, and you've had so many success stories. So what does that do for you in terms of seeing these people that are looking to get a fit and happier and healthier lifestyle? What does it do to you to see them succeed and be so much happier with how they feel and look?
It's such an internal rush, because you do it because you love it and you enjoy it, but it's even more amazing when people come to you and say, you know, I was able to get off my blood pressure medicine in the 6 weeks or 8 weeks that I was working with you. Or, you know, I didn't know I liked boxing until you introduced me to that. Or whatever that is. It's finding what people can find, some either camaraderie or something that they enjoy enough to continue doing. So if I can be that person that introduces you to something that you end up liking, or you end up just being crazy successful or happy, or, you know, whatever, however that changes your life, I can't even tell you how rewarding that is. We do it because we love it, but we do it also because we get that thrill of just like, wow, I was able to make a difference in somebody's life today. You know?
Yeah, I can attest that. I've seen some of the people that you've worked out, and I've seen their results. It's really impressive. And you yourself, Melanie, yes, I love, I've interviewed some other people, and they have no problem telling their age. You don't look a day over 21, but you could not even tell that you are, like you said, well into your 40s. So what do you tell people that are, you know, in our age range, because I'm in my 40s as well, that might be hesitant and that might think, well, it's a little too late for me. What do you tell people that might be a little shy or hesitant to get into that gym, even with being maybe a little bit older?
I actually have a lady right now who came to me and said, hey, I really want to work with you, but I need to get in shape first. I was like, no, you don't. She said, I'm just worried that, you know, I can't do this or I can't do that, or, you know, I need to be a certain way when I get to you. And that's so not true at all. You know, I have all different ages and shapes and sizes. And yes, after, you know, into our 40s, things change and they get a little bit harder, but it's not so hard that you can't make those changes in your life. It's never too late. You know, even if it's just a minor change that turns into something bigger later, you know, we all have to take those baby steps and get in the mindset of, you know, I can make a change, but it's got to start within you somewhere. There's got to be something in you that says, I want to be different. I'm not happy where I'm at, whatever that is. And we can make that change together, because it's not, everybody's so different, and there's not a workout that's right for you and 10 other people. It might be, you know, it's so specific to where everyone's at in their life, whether it's emotionally, physically, their age, their gender. And we can, you know, you can always tailor that to that person. And it might take a while. It might be, you know, somebody that comes to me and says, hey, I really want to learn to run, and then they hate it. They're not going to continue with that. So we have to learn to find those avenues or those changes that work with that person individually so that they will stick with it.
And what's really awesome about you as well is you have two kids, you have a life, you have work, you have all of this stuff going on. How do you balance all of that and still get your own workout in?
It's tough, but you have to want it bad enough. I will say that, you know, I have two children, and I'm married, and I do have another job as well that's pretty flexible with my fitness, but you have to want it. You really do, because if you're not, there's so many days that all of us go through. We come home, and you're cooking, or you get kids ready for school, or homework, and you're just like, I don't have time for me. So there are going to be those days like that, but going into starting a new program and, you know, whatever that is, if it's just workout, if it's just eating right, whatever it is, I have to get into that person's head somehow. It has to be something that you really want, because you have to be dedicated. And every day is not the same. So you might
exactly.
Be that person that has to work out at 5:30 because that's the only time that fits into your schedule. But there might be a day that you don't have the 5:30, or you have you know, an extra hour or two on a Saturday or a Sunday. So part of that is also being flexible that, you know, yes, there's going to be times that are better for you based on your work and your family life. But as long as you're committed to just keeping some kind of routine, and even if that changes a little bit, that's okay. You know, not being hard on yourself because, oh my gosh, I didn't work out today and I, you know, I've got to do my 5 or 6 days. It's okay that doesn't happen, but you do have to be dedicated to some kind of regimen, some kind of routine, and it can change. So you just have to find what's right for you. For me personally, I used to teach 5:30 a.m. Now I absolutely hate it. So I find, you know, some days I work out at 7 o'clock in the morning. Some days I work out at 5 o'clock in the afternoon if my kids are in soccer. And that's another great thing for moms that have kids in sports, and sometimes they just drop them off or they're just sitting there reading a book. That's a perfect time for you to go take 30, 40, whatever that is that you have while your kids are doing their sports. Go do something for you.
And so I'm sorry, keep going.
That's okay. I was just going to say, and just trying to find that those moments in your day that are going to work for you.
And what you do a lot, you do boot camp, you do spin, you do rip, you do weights, you do all that stuff. Do you have a specific workout that you that's your favorite?
I have to tell you that I enjoy changing. So I love to run. I've got a few injuries that it's permitting me from doing too much of that right now. So I'm having to force myself to do some high intensity intervals that aren't maybe as long. And I love that kind of workout, but I will tell you that my workout changes almost daily. I don't have, you know, 3 days I do weight, 2 days I do cardio. And I think that's good for your body because it doesn't get used to that same routine. It doesn't get used to, well, oh my goodness, you know, I'm only working arms and legs, you know, arms today, legs tomorrow, you know, and then Tuesday, Thursday I've got cardio. I'd like completely changing that up. So for me, every day is almost different, and I think I have that mentality that I get bored with stuff too quickly anyway.
Yeah.
I do find that changing that for me personally is good for me and my body. I can't keep doing the same thing, and my body just doesn't change when I do the same thing.
And you have a lot of different ways that people can get in touch with you and a lot of different workouts that you offer. I've seen you over at Savannah State, at the beach. You go on the trail at the YMCA, the Island YMCA in Savannah, and you will do a workout on one of the benches. You also were featured in the Savannah Now, the Savannah Morning News, doing the High and Healthy. So you've made quite the name for yourself. So I can attest to your
Thank
workout.
You.
It is tried and true. If somebody were to try to get in touch with you for personal training or to take one of your classes, how can they do that?
I think the easiest way is just for email, and it's really, really easy. It's just melfitness@comcast.net. But I think if you Google me, I haven't done it in forever, but some of the Hot and Healthy articles come up. And I think there's a link there, but I'm not positive. And I guess worst case scenario, you can always call the Islands YMCA and they can give you my information.
Awesome. Yes. Or they can, we'll be posting this all over our social media, at ESPN Coastal and my, ESPN Facebook, ESPN Miko page. And your pictures are up there. I'm sure people are going to be looking at your pictures and saying, I want to look like her because you are a star and you look awesome. And it's really a testament to, your work ethic and your workout. So I really appreciate it, Melanie. Thank you so much for coming on with us. And
you made my day. Thank you so, so, so much. I really appreciate it.
And what an amazing athlete and person.
I mean, I've never met her, but from what it sounds like, this lady loves what she does.
She absolutely does. And, you know, if you look at her pictures, Carl, and if you look at her and if you ever meet her, you would never think that, you know, she's insecure. And she's not insecure. But every now and then, like, we forget that when you look at somebody like Melanie, Jody, and some of these CrossFit people, they too are sometimes get down on themselves. And even though they're constantly pumping us up and constantly you know, getting us fired up to get in the best shape of our lives and whatnot. Sometimes they need that motivation too, or not necessarily motivation, but sometimes they need that reassurance too that, you know, hey, you're doing a great job. I mean, she was so thankful that we brought her on the show. And
I know at the end of it, I mean, she was so excited that like you said, these people get no recognition.
No.
They're in there and they're doing, yes, they get paid to do it. Yes. And we know it's a job, but for what they get paid is not what they're doing it for.
Yeah,
it's just like coaches get like 25 cents an hour. I wouldn't doubt you guys that work at the fitness places work on the same wage.
No. And our satisfaction comes from, you know, seeing people's smiles when they, you know, reach one of their goals. And like I said, on the interview, Melanie did this Hugest Loser program at the YMCA, and some of the results that these people got were just amazing. And not everybody wants to lose weight. Some people want to gain weight. Some people want to just have a healthier nutrition, healthier, eating habits. And she can do it. She can do it. So just, you know, go check her out. She's amazing. She's as amazing of an instructor as she is, she's an even more amazing person.
Great segment. Great interview. And that's every Saturday morning. Let's kick off the Coach and Makos. Makos first, fitness first with Makos. We'll be right back with the Kel. Okay, it'll be the coach, the Kel, Markel Blunt, former Boston College linebacker, football player, now living down here in a good old SAV, the 912, and of course the Mel, Melissa Makos, former WTOC sportscaster, but she knows a lot about sports too. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's the Coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
More of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. And of course, it's presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates, because life is moving. And once again, Melissa, we're over time, or we're over budget, as we usually are, but we're at the segment now where it's the coach, yours truly, Carl Tomasi, the Kel, Markel Blunt, former Boston College football player, now living down here in Savannah, Georgia, made that little switch from Boston to Savannah.
Boston.
But his roots are here in Swainsboro, Georgia, but he doesn't admit it because he grew up in Boston all his life. But I won't hold it against him. And then, of course, the Mel, Melissa Makos, former WTOC sportscaster, weekend reporter. You name it, she did it over there. She Tallahassee, Fargo.
Fargo.
You know, she did it out of Boston College. She was a sportscaster journalist. And this is where we have our little round table. It's the coach, Kelly Mel, breaking down sports. Well, guys, and Melissa's not a guy, but that's my New Yorker in me, okay?
Yeah, that's all right.
So, y'all, okay? You know, big thing, and what I'm excited about, school has started, but I've been here for 23 years. Melissa, you came in 2007. I've never seen so many football players here in our area get big-time offers. It's simply amazing. I don't know if it's to the coaches. I don't know if it's, of course, social media, but, I mean, let's get your opinion, okay?
You know, growing up north, you know, it was rare for a kid from my high school, you know, my area. It really, Highland Park High School in New Jersey, where was the school that had kids go to Rutgers and whatnot. But it was rare. So I really think down south here, you know, there's certain areas like Texas and Florida that get a lot of the publicity for, you know, pumping out these amazing, you know, D1 type of athletes. However, I think in this day and age with social media, that you are able to exploit your talents a little bit more. Is that the right word, exploit? You're allowed to get your talents showcase. Thank you. That's a much better word. Your talents. And so people that may be a Division I athlete from a small town in New Jersey may not have gotten recognized back in our day, but nowadays they're getting looked at because their profile's on Huddle. So I think that's it, what some of it's attributed to. And the athletes are here. It's just a matter of, you know, promoting yourself and being a self-advocate for this is where I want to go and this is what I want to do.
I agree. You know, our good friend Kenyatta Watson talked about that, that, you know, kids can be found everywhere. now with social media and being able to push out content and showcase their skills and put it out to the world. I also will say that, you know, it just starts to come down to tradition. You know, you have great athletes down here, you know, and then in Savannah specifically, you're starting to see more and more kids coming out and getting, you know, these scholarships. And so that just sort of, you know, now once people see that, they see that as their opportunity, you know, so they start younger and they start to learn this game of football and or just any D1 sports, but in football specifically we're talking about, to sort of put it out there and sort of follow older brothers and cousins and people that are obviously that have had a chance to make it.
And Carl, you've been, you know, you're a coach. So what do you
think? That's what I was going to get to. Great segue. I've been doing this for 36 years now. I started out with 8mm film. Is it 8mm? Is that what it is? Then I went to, of course, the VHS tape.
Yes.
Then, of course, we've gone to CD, DVD, and now on social media, you don't even need a DVD player. And I think that's what has changed the whole concept of recruiting. Football coaches can't recruit during the football season, so they got to see you somewhere else.
Right.
Basketball coaches can't see you during the basketball season. Softball coach. So social media has picked up so much promotion for these kids. It's unbelievable. And, you know, you're talking about you're talking about Duke, North Carolina State, Alabama. Coming through the city of Savannah is pretty special.
Yeah.
I mean, but I let you know that Kalen DeLoach was offered by Savannah State first, but that's our local home school. But, you know, just the national scene is unbelievable. And now kids in 6th and 7th grade are getting offers.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
To see that someone like Kalen DeLoach getting 50 offers, first and foremost, I'm mixed on these kids getting offered so early and so young. I don't like it because so much can happen. However, on the flip side of that, Carl, when you're getting looked at from these schools, all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I need to step up my game. You know, back when Markel and I were being recruited, I was being recruited, you know, in 7th and 8th grade in basketball. I was getting letters from Gino Auriemma. I was getting letters from Estep from Villanova, who was the women's basketball coach at Villanova. I was getting looked at big time for basketball because I was playing AAU and I was traveling and I was going all over the country playing AAU basketball. So these coaches would congregate. And so that's how they got to see you. But then all of a sudden NCAA came in and said, nope, can't send them, can't touch them, can't talk to them, can't even look at them until, you know, going into your junior year. And so then all of those letters stopped, but I still have every single one of those letters and I can back it up. So my dad still has them. He's the Gino Auriemma letter he's most proud of, I think. Yes.
Yeah, you know, I'd have to say also just that, you know, the being recruited in the time that we were recruited and how so, you know, how it's so different now. You know, we couldn't get they couldn't approach us that early. I think, I don't know, they must have gotten lax with some of the rules that they go through. But, you know, it makes it really difficult. So my approach is to to look at this and to look at this and say, you know, the kids that we talk about today and the opportunity that they have from a recruiting perspective, you know, makes all the difference.
But what I really like, Markel, is that now you can walk the halls of a Beach High School, a Savannah High, an Islands High School, and you can see these coaches coming in with the logo on their shirt, Boston College. For me to see a Boston College recruiter coming through the halls of Beach High School, I was so proud because these northern schools didn't necessarily come down here to, you know, a small school in Savannah, but there's a lot of talent here, and you can attest to that. I mean, were you recruited by, you know, schools down here?
No, not really. You know, it was a little bit different for me that, you know, I had a gentleman 2 years ahead of me that got a full scholarship offer from a bunch of different places. And it was really difficult for him to he made a choice to leave Boston. And so BC was not really happy about that. So they put a full court press on me as soon as they could. And so it was a little bit unique in that I made a commitment to BC pretty early.
Probably Boston
September.
College.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Boston College.
All right, we got to continue this talk. Once again, Melissa and I went over in the first segment, and of course we had a great guest with Melanie Edwards in Fitness First with Makos, and of course we like getting Markel's opinion on what's going on in sports. So we want to touch on social media, but we got to give ourselves about 2 minutes to get out of here.
Yes.
So we'll come back. It'll be us three again. It'll be the coach, Mel and Kel, to wrap up the show. It won't be turn two. We'll just continue with social media. You'll listen to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. We'll be right back.
Here's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Makos on ESPN Radio.
And it's the coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hillhead, and it's all presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates. Well, Melissa, we did it again. No time to do turn two, so I'll make this quick. Markel, stay right here. Last segment was Coach Kel and Mel. We were talking about, kids getting big-time scholarship offers down here and all that other stuff. Well, they also got to worry about, besides getting their information on social media, what they put on social media. And I know, Markel, you wanted to stress that because it could cost you your scholarship.
It could cost you more than your scholarship. I mean, look at Josh Allen, the University of Wyoming quarterback in the draft. So, but go ahead, Markel. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I just think if you look at what these obviously some of the issues that these kids are having, you don't want to wait till, when they're adults, right? They're making mistakes when they're kids getting on social media. So you have to be very careful with, what you put out there because it will affect you and it can affect you in the future as we've seen recently.
Yeah, and the other thing too is that you, you look at some of these tweets that people, send out is that, these tweets get retweeted and some of these kids are getting in trouble for they're not even posting it. They're just retweeting something.
It's just amazing. Social media can be a helpful source, but it also could hurt you. I know one kid who made a comment at a school, and it wasn't even a curse word. It wasn't any slanderous term, but it was a form of a slang term towards a curse. He lost the scholarship.
I'm not surprised.
They just dropped him right away. They said, that's not what we're all about, and you made that comment. And it was a comment about a soccer game that he was watching that he posted on Twitter that it wasn't fair. Well, next we will come back with game number two from 10 until 11. We got the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week waiting in studio from Islands High School, Kaylin DeLoach. And we'll talk a little youth football with Curtis Reese. You're listening to Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio. We'll be back at 10.
This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
Good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to game number two of the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Savannah. AM 14, Savannah and Hilton Head.
Yes.
AM 1400, FM 104.3 and 92.7. We're also streaming live on ESPNCoastal.com, and we're on your smartphone at the ESPN mobile app. Click on the headphones, go to Savannah Hilton Head, and we're there. And, of course, it's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the Makos, Melissa Makos, former WTOC sports reporter, sports anchor, you name it, she did it. And now she's in the educational world, and she's an English inclusion teacher over at Islands High School with me. We just started school. And
excited.
It's exciting, and you know what's more exciting for me?
Football
high school
season.
Sports has started, not just football. I mean, football is exciting, and I do the Friday night games. Our first ESPN high school game of the week, fueled by Enmarker, will be Jenkins against New Hampshire on August 17th. But on August 25th, we got the Saucony. Is that how you say it? Is that the shoe? Is it Saucony?
Yes, Saucony.
The Saucony cross-country kickoff. There's over 500 kids involved that come down to Daffin Park. We got softball starting next week. I mean, and then, of course, football. All the scrimmages are going on. Calvary played last night. BC's during the week. Islands will be next week. Memorial Day played last night. They'll be playing next week again. It's high school sports. It's starting, and that's what I love.
Are you still going to watch the CFL now that high school football's back?
Yes, I did watch Johnny Manziel. I saw one of his interceptions. I didn't see
all four of them. Yeah, right.
I didn't see all four of them. But
Markel and I were watching it last night. I'm like, I can't. I'm not a Johnny Manziel fan, to be honest with you. But
not many people are.
We can get into that at another point. But I'm all fired up for our athlete of the week.
But aren't you, don't we forgive and we try to help people who've made mistakes? You won't give that to Johnny Manziel?
I mean,
he's admitted he's had a gambling drug problem. He's trying to get his life together.
Listen, I'm a New York Yankee fan. So look at Daryl Strawberry. Look at Dwight Gooden. Look at all that. I'm all about that. But what I don't like is I don't like that attitude.
You know, Mickey Mantle had a little sauce problem too there, buddy.
Who didn't?
Babe Ruth.
Right. but, I'm all about forgiving and moving on. But I just don't like his attitude. I don't like that. I don't know. I don't.
He definitely has an attitude.
I don't feel that. That I feel like he feels he's entitled to, right. You know, playing in the pros. You know, compare and contrast with him and Tim Tebow. You know, you've got Tim Tebow who, you know,
is a clean cut guy, yes. believes in God. And, I mean, if and any, people ridicule him too.
And I don't like Tim Tebow as a football player.
I did,
but as
probably one of the best ever college quarterbacks that I could tell you right now.
Well, for sure. Look at his coach. Well, we won't go there, but you know, I do like.
Oh, so the man makes mistake. 20 years later on, and we're going to hang it on him when he was in Florida. He only won 2 national championships and all that other stuff, too.
But
so.
Yeah, but no, I like Tim Tebow as an athlete. I like him as a person, but I just wasn't a big fan of his as a quarterback. I don't know. I think he's tremendously talented, but anyway, regardless, I'll go off and off and on and on and on about this. But
all right, let's go to the lineup for the second hour. Second games from 10 until 11. Of course, we're going to open up and talk local scores and local news, but our next guest is waiting in studio, the Weatherington Chiropractor Clinic Athlete of the Week from Islands High School, Kalen DeLoach. Over 50 schools offered him college scholarships to play football at their school. He on Monday he made his announcement. Florida State University, which excites you because you covered Florida State. You know Mickey Andrews. You know Bobby Bowden. You know the whole group down there.
I had Bobby Bowden on speed dial. no, don't ask me if he. I don't even think he knew my name, but I was just known as the girl. At that point, I was the only female.
How's the girl doing?
Yeah, I was the only female reporter. You know, in our little
entourage
squad that we had down there. You know, the local reporters and stuff with the TV and the print. But yeah, I had a good time down in Tallahassee. They had they treated me right. I adopted Florida State as my second school, and at times they were my first school. When
it was good for you because you didn't have to change the colors.
That's right, exactly. But yeah, I was looking at the rosters when I was covering them.
I know
Ernie Sims,
you were spitting
and
him out.
All of those guys. So yeah, I'm excited for
the quarterback. The quarterback, I
Chris
love the
Ricks.
No, the quarterback, little
Charlie
guy,
Charlie Ward.
Yep. I love Charlie Ward when he was playing football. Yep. I also loved him when he was playing basketball for the New York Knicks.
Yeah, he was.
But
a huge
Charlie
star.
Ward was unbelievable at quarterback for Florida State.
Well, and you know, he got his opportunity because somebody got hurt or suspended or something. So, yeah, Charlie Ward was amazing. And, you know, Florida State gets those big-time recruits.
Maybe we can
and
get somebody else to help us do a third hour because we just run over time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we call us. We need a sponsor for a third hour. That would be great. Yeah.
So
DeLoach is going to have a good time down at Tallahassee playing football for the Noles. It's a great institution. He'll get a good education as well. So I'm excited for him.
Okay. So, and in our third quarter of this second game, we're going to talk to the Catch 22 Entertainment Group coordinator, director. We got a youth football all-star game coming here, and it seems like it's been big across the United States. Battleground football all-star game. I think it's from 7 years old to 13 years old. We're going to talk to the coordinator, Curtis Reese. I know it's not going to be to December, but let's get the news out there now, and then we'll close out the show with the coach and the Kellen Nell. Three out the door. We'll talk a little NFL Hall of Fame football.
Oh,
all right, let's go to the scoreboard so we can get Kalen on here. Pro baseball.
Oh, the Braves.
The Braves.
They had a good win last night over the Mets, the Metropolitans. Sorry about that, Carl.
Yeah, 24-5 the other night, but go ahead.
Yeah, so they won last night. Ozzie Albies, weren't we a little nervous about him and some hamstring issues?
Yes, but he's back.
Yeah, seems like there's been no fall off for him. He had a tie-breaking double.
Off a pretty good pitcher.
Yeah, Jacob DeGrom. And so they beat the Mets Friday night. They're back at Citi Field, which is the home of the Metropolitans, today at 7:10. And you can listen to that right here on ESPN Radio.
Before we jump to who's pitching, but Anibal Sanchez has been a stopper for the Braves this year. I know we're trying to find Julio Teheran. Is he the number one pitcher? But I'm telling you right now, this guy Sanchez has done a great job for the Braves this year. And I said that on our baseball show, Who's On First, Major League Baseball show with Kyle Lawson, that him and Markakis have been unbelievable this year.
Yeah, it's exciting. And so hopefully they start peaking at the right time because, you know, this is going to come fast and furious this second half of the season.
And Kevin Guzman makes his debut as a starter for the Braves tonight against the Mets. The Mets will throw a man that was having a young pitcher who was having a great season up until right before the All-Star break, Zach Wheeler. He's 3-0 with a 2.56 ERA in his last 6 starts, so he's starting to find the rhythm. He's 5-6 with a 4.11 ERA, so hopefully the Braves can take care of him. The Bananas.
Oh, man.
Pee-wee's best friend.
I love your headline here, Carl.
Read it.
Bananas fried some bacon last night. Not once, but twice.
So.
But is that a good thing for Pee-wee? I don't know.
Well, Pee Wee wasn't the bacon. He's still alive. He's still going strong. He's a celebrity at Grayson Stadium. I want you to know this. Yeah. Pee Wee is Melissa's pet pig.
Pee Wee pig, yep.
And it's so much fun. He thinks he's human. He thinks he's a dog.
He does, yeah. He shed, so his hair is growing back right now. And they do shed, yes. But, yeah, the banana's on fire. They fried some bacon last night. They had to rally late to win the second game of a doubleheader. They swept the Macon Bacon Friday night. They will clinch.
In Macon.
Yeah, they will clinch home field advantage for the Coastal Plain League playoffs. They're 36-13 overall. They've had a million sellouts at Grayson Stadium. So if you don't have tickets for the playoffs.
Which start tomorrow night in historic Grayson Stadium.
Yes, and so they'll play the Florence Red Wolves.
Tonight. For their 55th or 56th straight sellout. All right, pro golf. We'll go with the PGA Tour. Brian Harman, he was off last week. This week he's at the World Golf Championships, the Bridgestone Invitational. He's tied for 37th at 1-under. I can only dream of being 1-under. But he's 10 strokes off the lead, so it's going to be tough making the cut. Our senior Champions Tour guy?
Gene Sowers. He was off last weekend. This weekend he's at the 3M Championship, tied for 47th. Even par, 8 strokes back.
I'll take even par also.
I'll take 10 over. I'll take 100 over. Jeez.
But our two young guys that are on Latino, well, they're not young, but they're on the Latino American Tour. It's like the minor leagues trying to make the PGA Tour.
Yeah, so Tim O'Neill, he's currently in second place at 10 under par. Mark Silvers, he's tied for 6 at 5 under through two rounds, and they've had some weather delays. So
at the Georgia Open.
Yeah, so they're that's in Richmond Hill, right?
Richmond Hill, Ford Plantation. Supposed to be one of the best courses in the United States.
I mean, so go check it out. You got all our local guys there.
And the Georgia Open has amateurs, has PGA pros, has web.com tours on it. There's a lot of good golfers in that tournament.
Yeah, so I think they're continuing with the second round today, depending on the rain and depending on the conditions.
At 3 o'clock here in Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah, watch the storm clouds roll in.
Okay, local college, Savannah State. Football practice started August 1st. The Tigers are picked to finish 8th. Their first game is on the road at UAB and on the road at another Florida school. The second game against the U.
The Miami.
Mike Richt. Now, I remember.
Mark Richt, yeah.
Mark Richt. I said Mike, but Mark Richt. I remember the time they played Florida State on the road. Remember that game? It was cut short, and they were losing 87-0. So, I hope it's not going to be like that.
No.
I know this is near and dear to your heart because this school does not have your traditional football, basketball, and baseball, but all other sports and cycling for the SCAD Bees.
So, this is pretty cool. I'd like to have this girl come into my spin class and show me a thing or two. Her name is Abby Youngworth, and she won the 2018 USA Cycling Amateur Road National Gold Medal in the Women's Junior Time
Let's
trial.
Get on her next week.
Yeah.
Let's see if she'll come be our athlete.
That would be awesome. What's really cool about her is I'm not sure how long the course was, but she won this. She's the youngest, fastest woman in the country in this event in her age bracket. That's impressive, Carl.
All right, we're going to make this short and sweet. Once again, football excitement has started. Pro start in 33 days. First game, the Falcons have their first preseason game. August 10th against the Jets next Friday night. They open up in Philadelphia on Thursday night against the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles on September 6th. College football, 21 days. UGA has their fan day today at 4 o'clock. Georgia Southern has theirs on August 11th next Saturday. Georgia Tech just started yesterday. High school football, 13 games. Your ESPN high school game of the week. Fueled by N-Market starts with Jenkins at New Hampshire and Pooler. That should be a barn burner. And local news, Calvary Day School has another kid going to the ACC.
Yeah, Daquan Dowse. He's heading to Georgia Tech on a football scholarship. He announced
3.9 GPA.
Yeah, you know, that's it. Okay.
That's it.
All right, very cool. And also his teammate, Shahid Stevens, is going to Duke. He committed a little bit earlier than Dowse, but he Duke. Okay. All right. Blue Devils. Sure.
Islands High School linebacker, 50 scholarship offers will be on here next. Kalen DeLoach, he committed to Florida State on Monday. I know Melissa's excited about that.
Sure.
Don't forget, our proud sponsor, Chatham Orthopedic Associates, has their first coaches seminar next Saturday, August 11th. Yours truly, the coach, and Makos will be there. Come on, stop on by. We'll have some swag for you. That goes from 8:30 until 12. It's free for all youth. Middle school and high school coaches, there'll be free breakfast snacks. There'll be gifts for all coaches attending. We'll talk about conditioning, orthopedic injury prevention, concussions, heat illness. Hey, and it's going to be presented by doctors, trainers, and physician assistants. So get out there, be part of it. Karin Lee's doing a great job putting this together for Chatham Orthopedic Associates. We'll be there. Come see us.
I was going to say, we'll be there, so what else do you need?
And the last thing is, we'll be on live remote again. Melissa and Markel Blunt will be running the race. Then come join me. Once again, I love this. 2018 Tunnel of the Towers 5K run and walk put on by Jane Grismer and her committee. It's Jane Grismer Dominance now.
Yes.
So it's just a great event, and it's something special near and dear to me. You, I lost a high school friend big time. He was on 105th floor, and he's one of the few bodies they found. Andy Stern, and I know you do it for your former BC friend.
Yeah, Wells Crowther, who worked in the South, I think the South Tower, I forget. It's a, it's
South, North, the Twin Towers.
The Twin Towers. That's September 8th, Carl. And
we'll be there.
T2TRun.org. Go register.
Go register.
Raise some money for this great cause.
Next up, Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Islands High School. Just committed to Florida State University. Over 50 choices this young man had. And that's Kaylin DeLoach. You're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400. 104.3 FM. I got to get the numbers in there. I know, Melissa. Tell me to slow down. And, of course, 92.7 in on Hilton Head Island.
The Coach and Makos, only here on ESPN Radio.
And you're listening to The Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah and Hilton Head. And it's presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates, because life is moving. This segment is sponsored by Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic. It's our Athlete of the Week. I've been doing this ever since I started in 2010. This is my favorite part of the show. We bring on the good kids. We bring on the kids that have done something special. And you got to nominate them. Give me a call, 912-507-9158. That phone is on 24/7. Go to ESPN. Go to the Carl Demasi Sports Report on Facebook. Go to Twitter. You name it. Email me at kdemasi@hotmail.com, and we'll get the good kids on. And we want to get the kids on and have done something special. And this young man has done something special. All right, he plays football at Islands High School, had over 40 college offers. Okay, but not only that, he's also played in the Under Armour All-American game. He went to the Nike opening. You name it, he's been there. Just listen to these stats. Last year, he was named the Region 3A Defensive Player of the Year, Savannah Morning News, all Savannah Greater football team. On the defensive side, he had 156 tackles, 14 tackles for loss, 13 sacks, 2 interceptions, and he also rushed for 786 yards and scored 9 touchdowns. And he finally made a commitment. Monday at Islands High School at 2 o'clock, Florida State University, and we're going to get into why he chose Florida State. So, yeah, throw that chop out there. He was doing it. Him, his brother, his mother had the shirt on, his sister, Taylor DeLoach. If you don't know about Taylor DeLoach, she was a Weatherington Chiropractic athlete three times on my show. She's at Ohio State on the track team, out of St. Vincent's, just a great athlete. It runs in the family. Little brother is only 6'8" now, JJ. But joining us now live in the ESPN Savannah Radio, Savannah Mall Studio, is this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Kaylin DeLoach. Kaylin, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So you glad that it's finally over? 50 schools that have been hounding you, that want you to play football there. You glad it's finally over?
Oh, yes, sir. It takes a lot of stress off my shoulders.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, how many times would a recruit is calling you or getting in touch with you during the course of a day?
Really, every day. You know, I hear from a different coach almost every day.
So, you know, football. I mean, I watched your interview with the big guy, Frank Salkowski, at WJCL. You started playing soccer first?
Oh, yes, sir. I first was about to go play soccer. Then we rode past the football field. Then my mom said, let's go play some football. So that's
your mom said that?
Yes, sir.
So how old were you when you started playing football?
I was 5 years old when I started playing football.
5 years old.
Yes, sir.
It's not getting old, is it?
Oh, no, sir.
All right, so, Kaylin, why Florida State? What was it out of all these 50 schools? You narrowed it down to Michigan, South Carolina, and Florida State. What was it about Tallahassee and Seminole Nation that you said, I'm going here?
It was when I went down there, it felt like a family atmosphere, you know, getting around the players and the coaches. And then I feel like I had the opportunity to get on the field early and just get coached by some of the best coaches.
Well, you know, you've done a lot of hard work. You've been explosive off the edge, and you're in the backfield. As far as football goes, what routine have you used, or have you had you used, that has made you a better football player? What routine? Has it been in a weight room? And we know about the factory. That's big with dads. What's made you a better football player that's got these college coaches excited about Kaylin DeLoach?
You know, going into my junior year, I started working out with Chad Sutton. You know, he took me on his shoulders and just started working me out, you know, just to get better, because I feel like I need to be a better athlete. And then I hit the weight room a lot almost every day. I go Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays to the weight room just to get stronger and faster.
That's a guy after your own heart. hard in the weight room working out.
Yes, you have to come to CrossFit with me. So Florida State, I covered Florida State from 2003 to 2007. Florida State had a huge tradition, not like Miami, not like Penn State, of linebackers. Yes. Kind of fell off a little bit, but do you feel that you can bring that moxie, so to speak, back to Florida State for having maybe making it the new linebacker U?
Oh, yes, man. You know, I think I had an opportunity to make it the new linebacker U. Me and some other recruits, you know, we would talk about it, how Florida State used to have some of the best linebackers, and we feel like we're going to bring it back to Tallahassee.
I mean, you're outstanding. Like I said, the comments made on 247 Sports and Rivals.com, explosive off the edge. But I'm going to go to this side now. Now that you've verbally committed to Florida State, because you'll have the early signing period that you can sign, what does that mean for you during your senior year? I mean, you don't have to show off for anybody. You don't have to do anything. What's your senior year going to mean like for you now? Is it just going to be relaxed, or are you still going to have a little pressure to show what you can do? What's your senior year going to be like?
I feel like my senior year is going to be very relaxed because, you know, last year I used to play over 100 plays a snap. This year I plan to play like 70, you know, just to save my body for college because workouts and things are going to be very hard when I get to college and things like that.
What are you anticipating when you get to Tallahassee in terms of the difference between high school and college?
You know, I talked to some of the players. You know, they say it's a big difference between high school workouts and college workouts because you got to get up early and things like that. And then you got meetings, you up from like 6:30, and then you don't go to sleep till like 11. That's a major difference.
And then you got to work your academics in there.
Oh, yes, sir.
And we know mommy and daddy aren't going to let you fall on that either.
Oh, yes, sir.
You're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Sven Hillhead. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This young man from Islands High School, Kalen Deloach, has just signed or verbally committed. He hasn't signed yet. Early signing period in December to play at Florida State. So as far as go back to your Islands family, What's Islands football program's goal this year, and how's Coach Zala helped you with all this process? Because it's been crazy, and it seems like the man has a lot of connections.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, you know, Islands, I feel like we should have a way better season than we did last year. You know, we should go – I feel like our record should be better than 3-7. You know, we work hard. I feel we got better chemistry, and we all willing to work this year. And then Coach Zala, he helped me a lot because he take a lot of stress off my shoulders. Like, he helped me out with school and things like that, and – like on the field, off the field, you know, he wants me to get better and help my team out. You know, I do that.
I really like what Coach Zoller does over there in terms of having that midnight practice.
Yes,
and I saw the Facebook Live with you guys in the weight room and everything like that. What is that camaraderie and what is that chemistry like on the Island Sharks football team?
Well, that midnight practice helped us out a lot because, you know, we built chemistry. You know, we never really had a midnight practice. So I feel like that made us get even closer as brothers, you know. Just like the chemistry on the field is even better than what it was last year.
I want to ask you this question. Carl and I were talking about, the coach and I were talking about how Savannah and this area, we're now seeing more of you guys getting these big D1 offers. You, I'm not too familiar with Islands High School in terms of who's gotten D1 offers, but
this is the first.
Okay, so it seems like you are going to be that one that others are going to try to emulate and look up to, and I want to be like Kalen Deloach. So what does that do for you?
Can you come up with a nickname? D-Lo.
D-Lo? Okay. D-Lo. Yeah. I like that. That's a good one, Carl. He said he likes Alfredo. I was going to call him Freddie, but okay. What does that do for you, Kalen, in terms of making sure that you are that role model and that you've really set the tone for these future Sharks to follow in your footsteps?
You know, it means a lot because, you know, not very many people knew about Islands High School before I went there. You know, I feel like I did a good job for making a name for myself and also the school because now more athletes will start coming to Islands and things like that. And bigger players, hopefully bigger players come out of Islands and just keep making a name for the school.
But you also got one young guy that's following your footsteps, James Shellman.
Oh, yes,
Michigan,
sir.
Somebody offered or two schools?
Michigan and Ole Miss.
Michigan and Ole Miss. So we got another young man, and he's looking up to you because I watch James Shellman, and, you know, he watches what Kalen Deloach does. So as far as Islands High School goes, you've been there for 3 years. You came in as a sophomore. What's Islands been like, and what's the school like for you?
You know, I like Islands High School. You know, they I went my sophomore year. You know, I knew a lot of people there, so it was like a family atmosphere. It wasn't nothing new. So, like when I went to Islands, I felt like I could just have a big impact on like football, and then I can get my grades right for school because you know
everybody knew who Kalen Deloach was, so you fit right in.
Oh yes, sir.
So other sports, you can plan on still playing other sports now. You chose Florida State, or you just concentrating getting bigger, faster, and stronger.
I'm thinking about playing other sports. You know, I might stay a whole year or I might graduate early. It just depends on how I'm feeling or how my dad and parents feel.
Yeah, you mentioned your dad and your mom and your sister and your brother. How has your family helped supported you with this decision and also leading up to this decision in your career as a whole thus far?
My family helped me a lot because, you know, they used to go on visits with me, and they had the same feeling I have. Basically, like, if I liked the school, they'd just tell me, like, the ups and downs of the school, like, what they liked about it and what they didn't like about it, you know. And when we went to Florida State, you know, my mom liked the educational part, and my brothers just liked the sports and things like that.
All right, now you got a big time older sister at Ohio State. What influence has Taylor DeLoach has on Kalen DeLoach?
She had a lot of influence. You know, my sister went to Ohio State. You know, I wanted to go big just like that. So, you know, I had to continue to work hard because I wanted to be just like her. So I just put in the time and the effort and it's a result.
You never hear, I want to be like my big sister, which is pretty special.
I want to be like Taylor DeLoach. I want her legs. Those legs go on for miles. They remind me of my friend out there, Mr. Blunt, with his legs. But is there sibling rivalry? We were talking off air about who's faster. You say you're faster. Carl says that she's faster.
I feel like I'm faster. You know, I'm more explosive because I work on my hips a lot of things like that. You know, just getting out of my, like, 40s and coming off the edge and things like that.
All right. Now, I know your dream is to make it to the NFL. Every high school football player goes on to college, wants to make it. So after high school, college, and NFL is done, what does Kalen DeLoach want to do with his life? Business, lawyer, doctor? What do you want to do?
Teacher?
I think I want to go inside the business. You know, I want to start my own business. But then again, I want to help out in the community, like give back to the community and things like that.
Well, Kalen, you've had a great high school career. Let me just grab this, and of course, Dr. Bart Weatherton sponsors this segment, gives out a plaque to the students. Athletes have done a great job, and unbelievable, Florida State, 50 commits, defensive player of the year last year, over 150 tackles, and I was waiting for this moment. I was waiting for you to commit because I wanted to get you on here, and people have been telling me, when are you going to have Kalen on? When are you going to have Kalen on? When the time was right, and the time is right now. You got it behind you. You're going to Florida State. So for this week, July 28th, Kalen DeLoach is this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week.
Coach is watching.
From Islands High School.
There you go.
There you go. Buddy.
Thank
well
you.
Deserved. Well deserved.
Thank you.
Let me just give Dr. Bart his kudos here because this man has followed high school sports, youth sports, the whole time here in Savannah, Georgia, and he's been my sponsor for this part since I started. Remember, your back hurts and other body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. And Melissa just wants to do something.
Throw it across the room.
So at the Weatherington, but she can't because she's getting better, though. At the Weatherington Chiropractic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthy life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays in Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pooler, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington for all your chiropractic needs. Kalen, good luck, good job, and look forward to this high school football season, watching you all over the field flying around and, you know, bringing the wood. You know what I mean?
Oh yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Gonna smack somebody around, right?
Oh yes, sir.
Okay.
Coach Dollar said he looks skinny. I said everybody looks skinny next to me. You know.
But everybody looks skinnier next to me. So you look skinny. He looks skinny. But we'll be right back. We're gonna talk a little youth football, battleground football, the all-star game that's coming to Savannah, Georgia in December with Curtis Reese. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi. Whoops. Retake. Take two. You're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, Hilton Head, and it's presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates. We'll be right back after this.
Now, back to the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. And it's presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates. Of course, life is moving. Don't forget, next Saturday at Calvary Day School from 8:30 to 12, we'll have the Chatham Orthopedic Associates first ever coaches seminar. Get online Please get over, register. It's going to be a lot of topics related to football and athletics, and they want the youth coaches, middle school coaches, high school coaches to get out there. Please, no athletes, because I don't think there's going to be enough room for the athletes. This is going to be all presented by doctors, physician assistants, and sports trainers, so it's going to be a lot. Concussion, getting in shape, heat awareness, and everything else. But, Melissa, we just had Kalen DeLoach. He started at 5 years old playing football, and this coordinator texted me or emailed me or Facebooked me a couple of weeks ago that we're going to have a big-time football youth all-star game here in Savannah, Georgia. It's put on by the Catch-22 Entertainment Group. It's called the Battleground Youth All-Star Game. They're going to have national youth all-stars coming from all over the country, ages 7 to 14. We have divisions 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and middle schoolers. It's going to be held on December 13th to 15th. There's going to be practice on the 13th and 14th, and the game will be 15th at Jug Knife Field right there on Skidaway Road. But this is where it all starts. This is where the kids are into playing football. And, you know, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I love it because I think it's really cool that you take kids at this age and, you know, we know what they're doing with them right now. We know they're teaching them proper tackling techniques. We know they're teaching them not to lead with their head and stuff like that. And I think something like this is important because at this point, I think youth football has really taken a hit when it comes to kids playing because of, you know, the concussions and what's going on with some of these players in the NFL right now that who have retired and whatnot with some of their injuries. So I'm really excited about this Battleground Football All-Star Game.
So he's going to tell us more about this. Joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline is Catch-22 Entertainment Group Coordinator, the Battleground Youth All-Star Coordinator, Curtis Reese. Curtis, thanks for coming on, and I'm glad you sent me that little Facebook note because, hey, you know what? This is where it all starts. We just heard Kalen DeLoach, who signed to go play at Florida State, started when he was 5 years old.
Yeah, man, it was great. Thank you for the opportunity to come and speak about my game. It definitely starts at the youth level. I've been coaching youth football for over 14 years. I'm also the middle school head coach at Hardeeville Ridgeland Middle School over in Jasper County, South Carolina. So nice. I coach football and basketball over there. So shout out to the Hurricanes and the Future Jags over there. But definitely, man, this is an awesome opportunity for all of the kids. I just think it's a great time in the Coastal Empire and Lowcountry with all of the athletes that have been getting out of our community going and playing major D1s, mid-majors, such as Kalen. Think about Demetrius Robeson. Mm-hmm. Right now, the number one defensive end in the nation down at IMG. Nolan Smith is from Savannah. Nick Fitzgerald. I mean, we can go on and on about these great players in our area. So I just want to highlight, I started it just to highlight our players here in the Coastal Empire and Lowcountry. And it kind of took off from that on Facebook.
Well, you know, I got a question for you, okay? And not many people know this, but I started way back when in 1978. My first football coaching, I guess, job was with a youth organization called the East Rockaway Raiders. And, you know, I played high school football. I was going to college on a baseball scholarship. It turned out it didn't work out, but I remained a football coach. And it starts at that lower level. How important is this for these young kids? I mean, with all this controversy going on with concussions and injuries, and people don't really know, you don't get a lot of major injuries in youth football. How can we make these people aware that it's not as bad as what the media and what other people are making out to be?
Well, it definitely starts with the coaching because, you know, we have to teach the fundamentals of tackling, which they are going nationally and doing a great job of that. Most coaches now and leagues are starting to do the heads-up program. Just like we do at the high school level and the middle school level. So it definitely starts with coaching, teaching those fundamentals. And we have to understand, just like the 2% that only makes it to the NFL, that's the same 2% that really gets injured. So it's not a lot of kids that really get injured in football, especially at the youth level. Also, we as coaches, we definitely have to make it fun for the kids. We don't want to ruin kids because we don't know exactly what they're going to be when they get to the high school level. So we have to teach them the fundamentals and keep it fun as well.
How do you, you know, this is one of those things that, you know, when we were introducing you, we talked about, you know, the idea that youth football, there's people that are coming out, even players now, NFL players that are coming out that are saying, I'll never let my kid play football. I'll never let my kid play football. What do you say to that? And how do you counter that with, you know, with football still being a sport that, you know, it's dangerous, yes, but it's not as bad as people are making it seem nowadays.
Well, it's a beautiful sport. It teaches life. I've coached every single sport just about in my 13 years of coaching. And football teaches you life better than any other sport. It teaches you how to get knocked down and get right back up. And for the players, as a parent on the side of the house, I've had older boys, and my youngest is 11 right now, and he's going to multiple All-Star games. And it's, as a parent, it's actually scary for me sometimes when I sit and think about it. But, you know, I know that I have taught him, and the coaches that he's been around have taught him the proper way. So I leave it up into his hands to make that decision. And as long as my son wants to continue his football career, I am definitely in support of him playing football. And any kid that wants to play football, it's a great sport, and we just have to keep promoting the safety and awareness that we've been doing for probably like the last 4 or 5 years that we've been really going strong with concussions and everything.
Yeah, I truly love that. And, you know, my my better half, Markel Blunt, he didn't start playing football until he was in high school. So he only played about 8 years total of football. You know, he played in high school, played in college, and then played a little bit in the CFL. And, you know, we often talk about hitting and you know, it's all about the technique. And so he was saying that he would definitely let his kids play football. And I think that's important for people to come out and say that, you know, as long as it's done properly, because I think you can get injured in any sport.
Absolutely. You know, and my biggest point to parents is, you know, that right now it's like crazy out here in the youth football world. Once you find a good coach and a good organization, hey, stay with that organization and let them build your kids. Let them build them up to be the best player that they can be. You know, everybody, there's no blueprint for how to make a good player except hard work and heart. So if you find a good coach and a good organization, man, stay with them and let them train those kids up, man.
And you're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hill. And thank you for taking time out to listen to us. We're talking to the Catch 22 Entertainment Group Battleground Youth All-Star Game Coordinator Curtis Reese, and it's all on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline. All right, Coach, let's get into the specifics. Okay, we got December 15th is the game right here in Savannah, Georgia at Jugs Knight Field, who was a big leader in youth sports here in Savannah, Georgia, that started a local football program. Tell us what they need to do, how they can get involved, and how can they nominate their kids.
Okay, in order to nominate your kid, a coach or a parent can nominate them at catch22-battle-ground, which is on the flyer. And all they have to do is submit, and we will look at all the film, and we select kids based on film. We're trying to get the best of the best of the best kids out here in the Coastal Empire and Lowcountry and all over the country. Right now, we already have kids from Colorado already committed, New Hampshire, New York, Virginia, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina. And we have some more submissions that I have not even looked at since last night that are in my inbox. And as soon as I get back to my house today, I'm definitely looking at them. And I'm going to send out some invitations and look at film.
Well, Coach, you're doing a great service, and like you said, it all comes down to coaching and, you know, teaching the heads up program now. See what you hit. You don't want to have your head looking at the ground, and that's what these young guys need to learn. And I'm just going to say this, that, you know, football, Melissa, is not the number one sport in concussion. You know what the number one sport is?
Hockey?
Soccer. So at least you got some kind of protection around your head, right, Coach?
Wow, yeah.
Absolutely. And they're doing a great job with even that. With 7-on-7 and the battle headgear and stuff like that.
Yep.
And it's plenty of other things that we can use to keep our kids safe, even in soccer.
I mean, I'm a big proponent. Soccer is a great sport. I mean, I love watching it. I coached it for so many years along with American football. We just got to take care of our kids and teach them the proper fundamentals. Coach, thanks for coming on. And when we get closer, it's like September, October, let's get back, do this again, let us know where we're at and how many kids are coming. And once again, we'll put it on our Facebook pages. And good job, and keep those kids motivated.
Hey, definitely, Coach. And I'd like to say, big ups to my Rinkin Raiders and Rinkin Colts. We just got out of practice right before you called me. And we also have another event. So if you guys can check out the website, the Border Bowl, which is September the 1st, which is a team event. So we've got teams from all over the Southeast. We got from Carolina, Atlanta, Florida, all coming to Hardeeville, South Carolina, Labor Day weekend, and playing in a great football tournament.
Just send me the information on Facebook and we'll get it up there. Let people know, Coach. Have a good one. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
I mean, there is a guy, Curtis Reese, who's passionate about youth football.
Clearly. I love the passion.
I mean, and that's what it's got to be. I mean, that's where I started. Well, we're going to make this quick if we want to get the three out the door.
Yes.
Just a great promoting the youth football here in the Savannah Lowcountry area.
I think it's important, and I absolutely, we need people like Mr. Reese to get the word out there about these events and the youth football. I mean, I know we've got the little sharks on the island and everything like that, and we got to, you know, kind of just put it out there that it's as long as it's done properly, just like in any other sport.
And we will post the information on the Coach and Mako's Call of the Monster Sports Facebook page. The Melissa Mako's ESPN Melissa Mako's page. I'm going
it's
too fast here.
At ESPN Mako's.
I got to slow down.
I need some followers, Carl.
I know. We'll help you out. I got to slow down.
Okay.
So, but anyway, this you're listening to the Coach of Mako's, presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hill Net. We'll be right back with three out the door with the coach, Mel and Kel. Sorry, Kel and Mel.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Mankos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach of Mankos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, Hilton Head. It's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Mankos. We're doing this segment, well, let me step one step further back, and it's all presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates because life is moving, okay? We got to give them the credit. It's three out the door. Melissa, I don't know where the time goes. I know we blow each segment because we talk too much, but it's a lot of fun. It's three out the door.
Yeah.
In honor of the NFL Hall of Fame this week, because last week we had the Major League Baseball, we got Ray Lewis, Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, Brian Dawkins, and Brian Urlacher going into the Hall of Fame.
Sure.
Okay, so we talked about Chipper Jones last week and all those other guys going in. So name something you will always remember about the Hall of Fame class this year. Once again, it's Lewis, Moss, Owens, Dawkins, and Urlacher.
Oh, I loved Ray Lewis's entrance dance.
That's it.
Loved it. But if I were to come up with a story, I have a Randy Moss story from when I covered him when he was with the Vikings. But we won't go into that. But I'd have to say Randy Moss with the Vikings and just his antics.
I can say a lot about all those guys, but my – most memorable.
That's because they're his age.
Terrell Owens signing a football after scoring a touchdown.
Taking the Sharpie out of the back of the goalpost pad.
Exactly. That was my favorable moment for him.
What I'm going to say here, I'm going to make it quick. People abusing Terrell Owens, okay? He's doing it his way today because he felt he was slighted, okay? And people saying, well, he shouldn't be going in because that – the Hall of Fame is not based on who you are, what you do, and how you act. It's based on your numbers. And in my mind, Terrell Owens, Randy Moss, two of the best wide receivers in the NFL.
Absolutely. You can't argue with that fact.
All right. Once again, Ray Lewis, Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, Brian Dawkins, and Brian Urlacher. Here you go, Kel. What teams do you think they're all noted for? Who's Ray Lewis noted for?
Oh, the Ravens.
Randy Moss. Now, here's a guy that played all over the place.
I got to go with the Patriots on that, Carl.
Okay, Terrell Owens?
I got to San Francisco.
Okay, Brian Dawkins?
Philadelphia Eagles.
And Urlacher. The Bears. Okay, Bears. Last one to you, Melissa, because we're running out of time here. What is the best Hall of Fame
Jim
place?
Kelly.
No, not player. The best Hall of Fame for any sport that you can relate to. Is it baseball? Is it basketball? Is it football? Are we going to Cooperstown? Are we going to Canton, Ohio? Are we going to Springfield, Mass? Best Hall of Fame in your mind.
I got to go with the NFL. I got to go with that mustard yellow jacket. I thought you were going to say the best speech. I was going to say Jim Kelly, but got to go with the mustard jacket, yeah.
The mustard jacket. How about you, Markel?
I got to go with, yeah, easy. I got to go with that. I mean, it speaks for itself. You can't go wrong with the NFL Hall of Fame.
Well, I'm going to go with Major League Baseball because of the ghost and the historic Cooperstown Double Day Field, and we got to go with that. We got 45 seconds, Melissa. Great job. Thanks to all our guests for coming on. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, this is a good one. I had a good time today. It goes by really fast.
30 seconds go. Once again, Cody in the back room, Cody Queen, who is also the host of Coastal Adventure. You can listen at 7 o'clock. Great job. Keep in mind, following the show, we got the Braves at 7:10 in New York taking on the Mets. Tomorrow, they're taking on the Mets in New York at 1:10. And Sunday Night Baseball, I know I got to announce it. I don't want to announce this, but it's the Yankees at the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. Remember, every Saturday morning, you can listen to the Coach and Makos for all your Savannah sports information. So enjoy the rest of the weekend. Until next Saturday, may it be the best week ever. And
always hit it out of the park.
We're out of here. We'll talk to you next week.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.